This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to you, family. Welcome to Couples of Destiny. I'm your host, Terry Honey, and I have wonderful guests here with me today in the studio. But I just want to help you all just to remember where we are right now. You know, this is a space where couples share real journeys, real stories, and remind us that no marriage is beyond God's reach. So we are in week 51 or 52 weeks of the year. Can you believe it? The second last week of the year. And it reminds me this morning of Psalm 51, actually. It's a very powerful prayer of repentance by King David after his sin with Bathsheba. So it's symbolizing the divine restoration. Such apt scripture for today, you know, and also the confession and a deep longing for a clean heart and a renewal from God. And I love the way King David was so passionate and so vulnerable with the way he felt. He didn't hide anything. He didn't hold the punches back. He just said it the way it is. Mm-hmm. So couples, today you're going to walk away with what God needs for you today. You're going to say, aha, this is what I need to do. So just to recap on the last year, the past topics that we've been speaking about, I'm not going to mention all of them, but you can go on the Facebook or on the website and catch the replays there. It's the foundations for God's marriage, His original design, healthy communication, mental and emotional wellness, and all of those that we touched on, seasonal conversations. But the big takeaway today is Couples of Destiny. We empower couples to live and love intentionally, communicate wisely, heal deeply, and lead well to stay rooted in Christ. We choose each other again and again. And our scripture for today is in Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We're going to listen to Yolanda Adams. Be blessed, and we'll introduce our guest to you thereafter. Well, listeners, I'm so happy to have these beautiful guests in the studio with me today. And if you on our Facebook Live, do share this broadcast with your friends and followers, and also share your comments or ask questions to the couple if you'd like. We will pose them to them as time leads. So the conversation today is for couples who's holding hands, and also for those ones who are listening. You might be alone and wondering if things can still change. Here's a couple here today. Amelia said she went through a dip in their marriage when they were 3 years into their marriage and looking at their separating. But then she listened to Radio Pulpit, and where they advertised this program that they went on, and they made contact and then went on a marriage enrichment course, and it changed their lives for good. They said that they felt that this program was too good to keep to themselves. They were sharing it around the globe, family. So this is something that you want to tap into. They are presenting and teaching and ministry for over 42 years running, and they've been facilitating this program around the globe. So I'm going to hand over to them. The name of the organization they work for is 2 = 1. Now, this doesn't sound like real math to us, but it sounds like something in the kingdom. Well, Gavin and Amelia, do you want to say hello to the guests?
Yes, I want to greet everybody in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus and Savior, and the one that can turn everything around.
Amen.
Good afternoon to all the listeners, and thank you, Cape Pulpit, for this opportunity. And Pastor Terry, we are grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Well, I want to just ask this question, and maybe Gavin and Amelia can just think about how they want to do and who's going to answer it for us. And we just thank you for also reaching out and just being here with us today to empower and enrich the listeners out there. Somebody, this is for somebody who's needing a change. Someone who says, I'm ready to give up. I don't think there's any hope, but listen, there is hope. So before we talk ministry, let's just take us back to what season of life were you in when you realized your marriage needed help?
We were in a season of drought. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Because we were married for 3 years, and there were no guidelines. Mm. Most of the times the guidelines, it's just not there. And the thing is, we didn't go through any premarital counseling. Mm. So it was totally a land of famine that we were in. We're coming from two different backgrounds. Mm. The two worlds collided, and there we ended up. with no guidance, nobody else to just reach out a hand. We actually reached out to others, but they weren't willing or they weren't capable to. And here we are today by the grace of God, because we came to meet this course after also listening to the radio. And I want to encourage people, don't stop listening to the radio. This is such a powerful source of enrichment. Mm-hmm. So continue listening to the radio and continue listening to Pastor Terry. Hey?
I like that. Continue to listen to me. Gavin, I think for you, you know, it's different from a man's point of view. You know, do you want to share with us how that was for you?
Yeah, for me it was, look, at that stage I was just saved for 6 years.
Yes.
And then also because Christianity wasn't new to me.
Mm.
But I thought that once I committed my life to Christ, everything would just fall in place.
Mm.
And I didn't, at that stage, had the time to acknowledge that I was broken. Because we still feel hurting people hurt people. Because I came from brokenness. I came from a bad experience in life. Gangsterism, did some drugs and stuff like that. And then we got married. And then I still thought at that stage I was still in control. So I wanted to take control of my wife, take control of my family, take control of my situation. And at that stage I knew when things didn't work out the way that I planned it, we were at rock bottom, and I didn't have any answers for that. So therefore, I had to submit to a higher authority than myself and my knowledge at that stage.
Yeah. So there you were both in that space where you came into this marriage, and you know, we always say we don't always mature on our own or become independent before we get married. We go into that marriage hoping that the spouse would fill that gap for us or fulfill that moment of our weakness. And that is so beautiful the way you put it out there, because the real struggle is that there is hope through honesty.
Yes.
You were both honest. You were vulnerable. You shared your true feelings about, listen, if I don't do something, this is where I'm at. How am I going to change? I'm so happy that you said, Amelia, there wasn't help around. And maybe there were, but we never had access to these resources, like it's so freely accessible now with social media. But you know, so many couples think that strong marriages never struggle, but that's not true.
That is not
true. Know, you can be how strong. So what are some of the warning signs that things were drifting towards separation? What were the warning signs for you?
We were frustrated each and every day. We couldn't speak to each other properly anymore. And at a certain stage, the conversations just faded, man. There was just a silence. And in that silence, we said so many things to each other in that silence. Mm. Hurtful things, because the body language is also a language.
Yep.
So in ignoring each other, it was hurtful, because we loved each other. I loved my husband from the start. Because the thing what you mentioned earlier is that coming into marriage, we always think that the next person I will be able to live in an environment where he can fix what is missing from me and the things that I need to contribute. But each of us, both spouses, both partners, we do have to contribute to the marriage. We cannot just leave it up to one
100%.
Person.
100%.
And I think that the thing that stood out for me in that process is that because I was broken, she came from a broken family. And then we thought that we're going to fix each other. And that's what we do when we say it in our premarital. A half times a half. It's not a whole. It's a quarter. So if I come broken into the marriage and she comes broken into the marriage is not going to fix us. It's going to make us worse, because now it brings out the ugliness within yourself. It's only when one is whole and you marry a whole person, then you'll get the whole marriage. And we had to find it out the hard way. By the grace of God, when we joined into the enrichment, we had to put everything into that, because that was our last resource.
Yeah.
And God just did wonders.
Yeah. You know, it's so amazing that many couples, you know, I'm thankful today that they are now doing pre-marriage counseling.
Mm.
You know, I think it should have been a prerequisite way back then to do pre-marriage counseling, because many couples don't know what they're in for. I mean, my one daughter said to me one day, Mom, I wish that they would have taught us at school about tax and about accounting, you know, how we do our personal accounting, you know, so that We are not thrown out in the world there when we leave matric and then, oh my goodness, I didn't know about this, that, and the other. So it's these kind of skills that we all need, a skill set for marriage, skill set for life, skill set for you as an individual, you know. So I know that there were times that you probably thought, oh, I can't keep going on anymore. And when you started listening to this show, you found the resources, you attended this enrichment course, which helped you change. You made a change. Did he accept it when you said, I heard this? How did that transition work?
100%. I came home. I said, listen, Gavin, I listened to the radio. This is the number. If there is one thing that we can still work at, I think this. If this is not helping us, then we can call it quits. Mm. And he just took the number, went back to work, phoned from work the next day, and then we got set up. It took some time, but God's timing was absolutely perfect because God knew. Mm. I've made up my mind. And a person one time ago told me, a made-up mind is a dangerous mind. And I only learned that afterwards. But God knew if my mind was made up already, and he needed to intervene.
Yeah.
But God's timing was perfect. Within the span of a week, it happened. The Monday I listened. The Tuesday I gave the number to Gavin. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that specific Saturday, we went onto this course, and there was only one spot left for another couple, and we took that spot.
Wow, look how God orchestrated that. One spot left, you know. It could have been for anyone else, but he knew it was for you. Many times we think we can do things in our own strength, and God has a way of working it out. He orchestrated it like that so you can both be there. You know, there's a lot of things like pride, silence, unspoken words that really hurt.
Yes.
It plays a role, you know, and we say body language speaks volumes because it's real for many people even listening out there today. Yeah. You know, some you being quiet in your marriage, you actually speaking volumes and it's very painful.
Yes.
So I want to encourage the listeners today, you know, speak and ask questions, reach out, seek for help. There's a guy here saying BMS Shaw, BMZC Shaw. He says, Gavin and Amelia truly have hearts to build, strengthen marriages and families through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get more into what this couple does and how they can be a blessing to you today. We're going to listen to Donnie McCurkin singing Wait on the Lord. Well, family, if you're listening and thinking, oh, that sounds like us, then this conversation is for you. You know, you mentioned that a marriage enrichment program, it's like a turning point, your point of restoration, you know, that became your go-to for now. What made you say yes to getting help instead of giving up? Many people want to give up when it gets to that place. You said you love him.
Was
your love strong enough to say that, yes, we're going to go and not give up? What was it that made you go?
Yeah, from my side, I was willing to be teachable at that stage because I come from a broken family where my father was an alcoholic and even my mom was separated for 21 years. And I made a commitment to myself. Two things is that I would never drink and I would never lift my hands for a woman. I drank, but I never lift my hands for a woman. And then when I was in this position where my marriage is heading the same way, then I decided that I want to do something about it. And by the grace of God, we had people that came alongside us, that mentored us, and that walked with us. And the beauty of that, we saw in that the restoration, because we were now in a group of seven couples that had similar wounds. And walking with them healed us, on the other hand, but it also felt to us that this is something that's too good to keep to ourselves. And hence the reason why we then decided 25 years ago that people need this. And we can't just stay quiet because we received something. And now we just want to keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And that wasn't what we've decided then at that stage.
In fact, it sounds like, for me, like God needs to heal the people in the marriage, not the marriage itself.
Yes.
It's the people in the marriage.
Mm.
So for you, Amelia, you know, so often we think about these things and how, the question I want to ask you is that, how did that personally impact your ability to love each other even deeper? What particularly stood out for you in that course that shifted your paradigm?
You know, you made use of two words, and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. That's why I took my notebook out. Passionate and vulnerable.
Mm.
It is of utmost importance for us to be vulnerable. And for me to be able to go forth in this marriage, because we didn't have extramarital affairs or things like
right.
that. We just had this frustration to cope with, because we came from different worlds. And we were totally vulnerable to each other. And because he was a young, very young Christian, but because he was vulnerable to Christ, he could adapt to what Christ expects of him. I have been in that space for a long time, but being a Christian for a long walk doesn't mean that you have it all. I still was broken. And we need to become honest with each other in that sphere of timing where you are in. So coming back to your question, do you just want, please just reframe that to me, just answer you on a specific.
I asked you, how did that personal healing impact your ability to love him even deeper? And what about the course really was your trajectory, was your shift?
You see, when healing comes in, For me personally, when healing comes into your soul and into your spirit, it creates more space. That's how I see it. And in that space being created, I could love more, because you cannot give what you don't have. I didn't have all that love for him in the beginning. But as I grew and as I were more vulnerable to the Holy Spirit inside of me, I could just love him more. I could come to overlook and realize that I'm not his judge. I can't fix him. I can only leave that over to the Spirit of God to do. It's not my job. And many times we take on that job. We put that title here and say, I'm the fixer. I am not the fixer. I could not be my husband's fixer.
So what was your turning point in the course? What stood out for you the most?
My turning point in the course was really talking about the covenant. I never realized what the covenant in marriage meant. I really didn't know. It was all 100% in. Because God is a covenant-keeping God. We also have made a covenant before God when we stepped on that day, when we stepped into this marriage, this thing called marriage. God was present. God is always present. And we made a covenant before God for better and for worse, for richer and for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. And many times couples forget that. It is really those things. My husband did this, my wife did that, and now that thing is bigger than the vows we made before God. That was my turning point at week one, the first walk of our, that time it was still 13 weeks, now it's 12 weeks, but that was my turning point, the covenant.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because you know, we speak so many times that it's a covenant and not a contract. People look at a marriage like a contract. You know, I'm just here because it's written in black and white. But you said such beautiful things about that. Also, I feel like when my husband and I had an altercation, and I would hear about what is the root of him feeling that way, just makes me love him more. You know, then it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. And then I would apologize. And each time we would learn, we would talk about what hurt us. And then that is where it's like the balm of Gilead just heals that wound. You're able to love more. And I think that's what God does with us too. You know, when we see him breakthrough in our lives, we just love him more and more and more. You know, and God loves us unconditionally. Sometimes it's difficult to love your spouse unconditionally, right?
Yes.
Although we should. That's what we should aspire to. You know, Gavin, I know that to turn your private pain into a public purpose was a big step for you, because you're doing a public service now. You know, there's a myth about successful marriages that you wish couples would unlearn. So across cultural nations, wherever we go, what do you see couples struggling with the most right now? You're working on a global platform. What is the most challenging?
There's a few things. For me, the first one would be forgiveness. To really get into the fact that I've left my father, mother, and cleaved to my wife, and now the two of us becomes one flesh. And that is where the two equal one comes from. And then with that part, it means that I die to self. And every time that things happen, or whether it's my fault, or whether it's my spouse's fault, we need to forgive, because that is the point of where we can departure from.
Sure.
It's that forgiving relationship and things like that. Because at the end of the day, if we don't forgive, we can't continue going forward. And then it is about what we've signed up for. Because like Amelia was just saying here, is that if we realize that we're in a covenant relationship, that means that God is in control of everything. If we look at the scripture of Joshua, where he made a covenant with the Gideonites and God made the sun stood still. Because God wasn't part of that covenant. But because his son or his child had this covenant relationship, he goes out of his way in order to protect us. Mm-hmm. And that is what he does with marriage. We've seen marriages and couples come to us that this marriage has been on a bad space. Mm. But if they turn it over to God and forgive each other, then God just starts doing the work. Mm. And that's the beauty of it, is that our departure point is the fact that I cannot fix my wife and she cannot fix me. But every time that something comes up, then we need to forgive. And that sets the standard of moving forward.
Absolutely. And you know what? With us not forgiving, opens up the door for the enemy to come in.
So many doors.
You know? And I mean, the most difficult thing I think challenged couples are faced with is social media.
Yeah.
You know, and that interactions that happen over there, you know, which is another topic for another time, because that's very broad. I like what you said there, you know, couples struggle a lot with forgiveness. And I think that's the critical part for every relationship, you know. Mm. God forgives us. And I always say he so willingly forgives us. Mm. And 1 John 1 verse 9 says it so beautifully, confess.
Oh, yes.
And he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm. So as believers, we should just run to God each time, you know, and take that challenge with your spouse to God, because he listens and he hears us, you know. Mm. So for couples who are feeling disconnected but not divorced, it's a big thing. You know, you're disconnected, and here's an opportunity for you to be connected again. What small step can they take this week to begin reconnecting? We're going to come back with that thought after the song break. I'm going to leave you with Proverbs 4:25. It says, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you. And Gavin's going to answer that question for us on how you can reconnect again after this. And we're going to listen to Mandisa singing, It's Christmas, family. It's a few days away, and then it's Christmas. Wow, thank you, listeners. And we've got some people on Facebook making comments there. Wilfred Williams says, what a beautiful couple. Wilfred, what about me? And then, of course, Heidi Turner says, praise God, this is awesome. Thank you for that, Pastor Heidi. And then BMZ says again, I don't think that's your name or just a nickname, Shaw, says, Gavin and Amelia truly have hearts to build, strengthen marriages and families through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think that was just the second one. Let me just have a look here. He's got another one. Blessed ministry. Our marriage has been enriched by this beautiful ministry. And someone is saying, hello, Mommy and Daddy, Roman. Hello, Mom and Dad.
Hi, Roman.
Awesome. So lovely to have the kids online. So proud, Mama and Daddy. Right. So we were posing a question here to you, Gavin. How do they reconnect again?
That is through Christ. Because at the end of the day, look, like I said, sometimes I tell couples, as believers, we believe that Jesus was raised by God from the dead. And the biggest miracle is when somebody gives their lives to Christ.
Mm.
Now, sometimes we proclaim that. But when it comes to our own marriages or our own relationships, we proclaim it dead because there's nothing that God can do. But we've seen it through the years how God can resurrect a dead marriage or even an adulterous marriage or even divorced couples that he can restore. Mm. And that is just for us submitting to God. Because he's the ultimate authority and he knows best. Mm. And we found also whether we work with couples that's been 20 years or 40 years married, there is something that God can restore, rekindle.
Mm-hmm. Rekindle.
And even in relationships, because like I said, sometimes with couples also, we get married and then the people would ask us, when we're dating, then you would have a family member asking you now, what's the matter? Why can't you get married? Then we get married based on the requirement. And then once we married, the people would ask, you know, is there a problem? Why is there no kids? And then kids would come and then life would start. But we as a husband and wife must make time for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We tell couples, even when we take them away on weekends, we tell them that you need to have time together away. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible also says that without vision, people perish.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly the same for marriage. If we don't know where we're heading, how are we going to get there? Yes. It's like we were saying in the beginning, is that marriage is now, let's say marriage is on a river. It's two people or two sticks on a river. As the water goes, they would start drifting apart. And that's the thing, is we need to get back together. Even in a time such as this now, where we celebrate the birth of Christ, but we need to ask ourselves now, what is it that Christ wants us to do for the year that lies mm-hmm. ahead? How can we then use our union and then portray Christ?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if our children see the way that we love one another, they would want marriage for themselves. But if we can't show them, they would want other things. And the world is offering all of that to people.
Now, that's true. There's such a lot of temptation out there. You know, and I'm thinking about how this couple had gone through the fire, you know, rapid fire, final results of a rapid fire that they went through, listeners. And you might be feeling in that space today where you need to rekindle. Just do one act today to rekindle and reignite and just to bring that flame together again. It's just to take hands. Take hands and put your selfish pride aside. Hold hands and just take it to the Lord in prayer. Reach out to your spiritual leaders. And then, of course, you can reach out to this couple. They have this amazing program that they run. But I want to ask you a question before you talk about the program. You know, one of you could decide who's going to answer this. If I want you to finish the sentence. A marriage can only survive when
the two comes together, submitted to Christ, and for us it was starting dating again, having that relationship again, starting to fall in love again, because the frustration and everything took all that away.
That is so beautiful. I think it was said so wisely. And maybe you could say to the listeners out there today, Gavin, what would you recommend or say to someone or a spouse listening today who feels unseen?
We start off normally when we meet couples for the first time, we ask them to tell us their love story and how they met and what is it that drew them to one another. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, the whole conversation and the whole aura of them just open up.
Yes. Yeah.
But that is the stuff that we need to call into remembrance. Yes. Is why did we get married at the first place, in the first place? And sometimes we tend to forget because life happens to us. And then we feel compelled to act out the way that life has treated us. But it is important, like Camilla said, is become lovers again. Do things on purpose for one another. She's got this tendency to buy chocolates for me and put it under my pillow. First was pillow talk, where she wakes me up at night and just discuss stuff or talk about stuff because she knows that I'm busy. But she doing that allowed me then also to buy for her flowers and give her gifts.
Yeah.
And that is the thing, is we need to find out, what is one another's love language?
Yes.
And then just work on that. But
yeah.
At the other day, it's just acts of kindness and acts of love that would even draw one another to, draw us to one another.
Mm-hmm. And just one thing I want to add there, do it for no reason. Mm. You don't need a reason to give something to your spouse, to surprise the person and that, because we go about routine. And that is where the busyness comes in. Make time. Even if you don't have time, just grab each other and go have a cup of coffee and share one slice of cake. And just for no reason, just take a walk. For no reason.
Yeah.
If you go home today, anybody that's listening to me, maybe you are at home already, just take this thing and grab your wife or grab the husband and say, the person on the radio said for no reason, so just come for no reason.
For no reason. Yes. Like that, for no reason. Do it, just do it, basically. You know, I was just thinking about how God is shifting things in the world today. Mm. And a lot of people shouldn't misunderstand or misinterpret the shaking that is going on in the world, especially with couples. There's a shaking going on at this moment. And I believe it's a shaking where God is saying, come into alignment. Don't look at the enemy and say, oh, the devil is unbiblistic or whatever. God is doing a shaking in the world, and he's starting with families, because that is where the alignment has to start, because he cannot build a nation or a city without a family.
Yes.
And that is what this is why the enemy is so fighting so strong against families, especially when they're standing for the Lord. Yeah. You know, none of us are exempt from the enemy's attacks, or none of us are exempt from even committing a sin. All have to just remember that the Bible says that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But we are quick to repent. So that shaking family, you may feel your marriage is being shaken. You may feel that you're personally being shaken or your ministry. Just know that God is busy shaking because He's removing the chaff. He wants His people to come out stronger. He wants you to end strong in 2025 so you can fulfill your purposes in Christ going forward for 2026. Gavin, do you want to share with us just very quickly what this program is, how long it is for, and how they can reach you?
Yeah, look, like I said, one of, like you was just saying now, is that there's certain spheres that the enemy operates in. Mm-hmm. And family is one of the most important one in those spheres. The other six are the business and the entertainment and those things. But at the end of the day, the church cannot be fixed if the family is not fixed. And the family cannot be fixed if the marriage is not fixed.
Mm.
So we've got this 12-week program that we focus on for marriage. It's not counseling. It's marriage enrichment, where we take couples through the biblical principles of marriage, where we speak about covenant. Your marriage is not a contract, it's a covenant. And the reason why we go astray is because of my things, my this, my car, my this. So we speak separation. That's why separation follows. Then the other thing that we speak about is about the roles of the husband, the role of the wife. Then we speak about the fact that the reason why things are not right is because we, our mouth, we speak things. Like, for instance, sowing and reaping is a principle. So if I sow incorrectly, incorrect stuff is going to come up. So we've got about 12 of those programs, of the 12 of those lessons that we speak about. Lesson 8, we speak about agreement. We speak about intimacy. That is when we take the couples away for a weekend, because sometimes we've grown up in a negative environment about intimacy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we want to bring it into marriage. So we've got a lesson that speaks about it. And then we end it off by transformation and oneness that we speak about. But the course is over 12 weeks. We do it. We start two courses per year. One we start in February, and the other one we start normally in July.
Okay.
And then we run it over 12 weeks. The reason why we do it like that, you don't go to the doctor. Doctor gives you antibiotics and you drink everything at once. So this is a process, and all the lessons built on one another. So we start with the foundation one, is to say that your marriage is a covenant, it's not a contract, and then we build on that until we get to the end where we say, now you've been transformed, go out there and transform other families.
Transform the world, yes, that's amazing. I love this. Family, we're going to listen to Chris Tomlin singing Good, Good Father. Well, family, we come to the end of our session today of the show. Deuteronomy 6:9 says that mentions writings, that God's words will be written on our gates and on our doors. And He's linking all of these senses, your eyes and your ears. Let God's word link all of your senses today. Let your heart, God, let God guide and guard your heart today. Well, restoration is possible, and you've heard this from Gavin and Amelia today. Love can be rebuilt, and your story isn't over. Mentally, Ment Lottie Lee says, past trauma or brokenness destroy the good thing that God gave to couples. The only solution, let me just see here, the only solution, trying to get to the bottom of the text here, the only solution, she says here, is that what this couple did, seeking God for healing, also both parties putting in some work, because if it's one-sided work, it might be very difficult to achieve good results. May God continue to use you in the many ways that you do for other couples in their lives. We love you so much. And then Ashleen Lowe said, Gavin and Amelia, your altruism is admirable, and we honor you for the profound difference you have made in our lives and many others. A couple of note that is here today, family, just know that God is for us and not against us. Any closing words from your side?
Gavin mentioned earlier that if you go into marriage, you must be whole. Please note, he didn't say that you must be perfect, because the world thrive on perfection, but if we are spiritually actually connected to Christ, we need to be spiritually whole. And if you feel that you haven't been whole, there's always hope. We believe that, and we always tell that to couples. There is always hope.
Well, there is hope, family. This has been Couples of Destiny. Until next time, choose love, choose courage and choose to fight for what matters. Do you want to quickly leave your contact details?
Our contact details, this is also on WhatsApp, 077-297-8371. Just going to repeat that, 077-297-8371. And then our email address, Pastor Terry, is South Africa, all small cases, South Africa, @1.com. May I repeat that?
Mm-hmm.
South Africa @1.com. South Africa @2=1.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Gavin and Amelia. I'm sure the listeners will bless listening to this and someone will reach out to them. You're also welcome to contact the radio station. If you want to hear any more about them, contact us. You have our WhatsApp number, 081-729-1657. If you need counseling or any encouragement, prayer, whatever, don't be afraid to reach out. We're saying so long. Until next time, have a wonderful Christmas.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.